This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Though we have somebody on the line on Skype already. I asked him last night to call in at the top of the show this evening, because we really haven't covered the story beyond when he called last night of this man who allegedly beheaded a coworker in Oklahoma. And the headlines have been everywhere. And so I'm glad we have Will Culley on the line with us from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org. And he's calling from his home in Tennessee. Will, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to talk to you guys again, as always.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show tonight. By the way, it's Ian and Mark here in the studio, and I don't know a whole lot about this story beyond the fact that somebody got upset at work and then ostensibly murdered another. Was it one or two people? I think it was
two.
It was two people.
We're also supposed to assume they're not Highlanders.
Were both of them were both beheaded, or just one?
Just the one. First.
Okay, so, yeah. And you are a Muslim, and yeah. So therefore, you must have something valid to say on this topic, so fill us in.
Well, actually, I've been doing a little research into the person, this Alton Nelson, and there's a purported Facebook page that is being reported by some media outlets to belong to this gentleman, Alton Nelson.
Is it Alton Nelson or Alton Nolan?
Nolan, that's it, okay. Alton Nolan. And I'm looking over the Facebook page, and immediately there's certain things that pop out at me. You guys know that I study the Salafi doctrine mainly for the purpose of being able to debate with people who have extreme views or who could have the chance to advocate or support people who advocate violence.
What is the Salafi doctrine?
Well, it's a newer religious doctrine in the Islamic tradition. It's been around for a little over, it's been influential for a little over 100 years. It was created in the late 1700s. They tried to have a revolution, took Mecca by force and, burned the libraries and such. Then they were driven
back.
Always
the first thing you want to burn, let's burn the libraries.
Yeah. But they were driven back, and then the Brits noticed that they were crazy people and wanted to help overthrow the Ottoman Empire. So the Brits started funding their leader, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najd, like around 10,000 British pounds a month. And that's basically how we ended up with this doctrine becoming so influential, was once the al-Sauds and the al-Sheikh family were able to take over Saudi Arabia and get their hands on all that oil wealth, they've basically been able to subsidize or export their, rigid view of Islam worldwide, even though the scholars who were the foremost scholars of their time when this sect originated, they all called them deviants. They said that these people believe that they're the only ones who think that they're Muslim and everyone else should be killed, even if they're Muslim. If they don't agree with them, we should kill them. They opened the door for murdering scholars. So these people are deviants. But that ideology has had the ability now to have $3 trillion of oil wealth backing it for 100 years. So, it's kind of hard to compete with that kind of money.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But I've studied this ideology. I actually went to a university in Qatar that the guy who started the school is a very famous Salafi. so that I could study their ideology and understand it. And when I look at this guy's page, these are the people that flip out and go end up committing, you know, go join ISIS and, you know, blow themselves up. This is the sect that these people end up coming from.
Okay.
And there's certain things about them that are very telling. Like when they become Muslim, they pick Muslim names like Abdullah or Muhammad or Abdul Rahman. They don't pick Rastafarian names like Ja'Keem, which is what this gentleman here has changed his name to, is Ja'Keem Yisrael, which is an African name and a Hebrew name put together.
Africanized,
Now, where are you seeing the Ja'Keem name? I'm seeing they're claiming he's called, let's see, Alton Newland. Is not Suhaib Webb? Is that not someone else?
Or? Oh, no. Suhaib Webb is a noted scholar who is a part of, some people call him part of the American Islam movement.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the more foremost scholars in the U.S. and he's the guy that's giving sermons on the 13 virtues of Ben Franklin and on, Martin Luther King. He's your born in Oklahoma. He's from there. Originally, but he lives in Boston. And
oh, I see. Yeah, I misread this. There's a news article over at Breitbart where they bring Suhaib Webb up. He's apparently ostensibly the leader of the Islamic Society of Greater Oklahoma City, which was allegedly attended by this man, Alton Newland, who did the supposed beheading.
No, he's originally from Oklahoma City, but he's currently the leader of the big mosque in Boston.
I see.
Yeah. But he's originally from Oklahoma City. That's where he became Muslim, was in Oklahoma City. But he now runs, like I said, a huge mosque in Boston.
Okay, so you're saying that that Alton Newland picked a Rastafarian name for himself.
Well, actually, it's a name that would be common with the Black Israelite movement. They're like an extreme racially separatist movement. They believe that blacks are the original Israelites. They're somewhat militant. But the name that he chose wasn't a Muslim name. It was a name that is normally identified with the African Israelite movement. And when he speaks, his terminology is strange because...
And when you say speaks, do you mean his posts on his Facebook page? Or have you actually heard him speak?
His posts on his Facebook page are odd because you've seen Davi and I interact with each other. And we say assalamu alaikum to each other. But he doesn't say that. He says Shalom Aleichem, which is Hebrew. Hmm. It's a Jewish greeting, not a Muslim greeting. So when he greets, he says Shalom Aleichem, O ye Muslims, on his Facebook page. I mean, I'm reading it right here in front of me. That's odd because Muslims don't say that. It's not something, that's a Hebrew term. It's something that is used specifically in Judaism, not in Islam. Muslims use the Arabic greeting. So, he also has pictures where he's taken photographs of girls that he says are inappropriately dressed at the mosque and then uploads them on his Facebook page. Salafis would do the opposite of that. Like, they would be so outraged, they wouldn't want that to be seen. Definitely, wouldn't mm-hmm. want to share that with the public. Like, I know Salafis that are friends of mine that are on my Facebook page that they want to find a way to get rid of the advertisements on the side because some of them have girls that are dressed in a way that they deem inappropriate and they don't want to have to look at it. I'm like, well, then just turn off your Facebook page.
So are you suggesting this guy wasn't
ad block work?
Wasn't a Muslim or that he was just really confused?
Well, yeah, it seems his Facebook makes him seem really schizophrenic because he's got a Black Israelite name. He's quoting Thessalonians in the Bible after giving a Jewish greeting as a Muslim.
What does that tell you? I mean, what does that say to you?
It seems like he's either very confused or it makes sense that this man is mentally ill in mm-hmm. some way. You know, he uses the term peace be upon him like randomly in his posts. Like they don't seem to have any. When Muslims say the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say either sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic or they say peace be upon him in English. Well, he takes that term, peace be upon him, and just kind of drops it here and there in his Facebook posts, like with no rhyme or reason.
I think it's fascinating, and I want you to stick with us if you can. Do you have a little bit of time?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Will Cauley is with us from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. We'll come back with more with Will and your calls and thoughts. Maybe you've got a question for Will. I've done a little bit of research on being a Muslim and Islam, and I've read the Quran. I've probably done more research than the average person, but Will obviously knows this stuff. So if you've got any questions, I'm sure you'd be happy to help. The toll-free number is 855-453. We continue with Free Talk Live coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 26, 2014, gold opened at $12.1570. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6041, $6.3021 for a half ounce, or $3.1510 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6041, $6.3021, and $3.1510.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, but if you've got a question for Will from Muslims for Liberty, you will need to call on our phone lines. The Skype username, though, just for future reference, is lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about ExpressCoin. ExpressCoin is the best way to get your hands on Bitcoin. Now, unless your religion prohibits you from having alternative currencies besides the government-issued money out there, and I don't know of any religions that do that.
Nor do I.
You really want to look into Bitcoin if you haven't yet done so. Go and learn more about Bitcoin. You can go to weusecoins.com. You can go and get your free Bitcoin wallet. There's instructions on how to do that there. Once you've got your Bitcoin wallet set up, and it only takes a moment or two to set one of those up, you can then load it up with Bitcoin, and the best way to do that is to go to ExpressCoin.com. Now, when you go there, it's easy to set up an account. In fact, you can even download their smartphone app from ExpressCoin.com. And then when you order from ExpressCoin, you can do it with money order. When you order your Bitcoin through ExpressCoin, they'll deliver it relatively quickly, usually within about a business day. It'll appear in your wallet. And they really care about customer service. They want to make sure you're taken care of. In fact, they want you to really test the waters out. That's why they're offering you up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for zero cost, no fee. And I believe you can take advantage of that more than once,
What's
right?
That zero cost. I mean, you pay for the Bitcoins themselves. You just don't pay a fee on a transaction fee. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, yeah, you're obviously going to have to pay for the Bitcoins. I'm sorry. They're not giving away Bitcoins. I'm sorry if I made it sound like that.
I just want to be clear.
You know, normally when you exchange money from one form to another, you got to pay some sort of fee for that.
Sure.
And if you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, you will not have to pay a fee if it's less than a $40 order. As my understanding, you could do that more than once. Like, you do that on another day, right, Mark? Yeah, you could, like, buy $40 this week.
Yep.
You could buy $40 the next week. Or up to $40 and pay no fee by using code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. And you can, of course, also purchase alternatives to Bitcoin, like Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. It's also now available in Canada and the U.S. So go to ExpressCoin.com. Grab your Bitcoins today. All right, let's go back to the Skype here, where we've got Will Cawley on the line from Muslims for Liberty. He's been looking deeply into this case of Alton Nolan, the man who is allegedly responsible for a beheading in Moore, Oklahoma. They're saying that it was an at-work sort of upset that had occurred, and this man went back and beheaded people, or one person, and killed another. We've got Will on the line here, Muslims4Liberty.org, the website. And, you know, we've come across the issue of Islam on Free Talk Live in the past, and what I find is that people just don't know anything about it. They really don't know.
It's an easy boogeyman.
Yeah. They, you know, they've heard some sort of claims on the talking head shows on television or on talk radio, and, of course, usually those people are not well-researched in what they have to say about this. So why not go to someone who actually is a Muslim? And so I welcome you back to the program here. And if you do, if listeners have a question for you, they may call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But just to sum up so far what you've said, you've pointed out this character, Alton Nolan, the alleged murderer, that he is supposedly one who subscribes to what you call the Salafi philosophy of Islam. And you sort of describe the Salafi philosophy as one that embraces violence to some extent. That was my understanding of what you said, and do correct me if I'm wrong. But yet, when you looked at this guy's Facebook page, you saw some strange inconsistencies that led you to believe that this guy may just be a mentally ill person and doesn't really even understand the philosophy that he supposedly subscribes to.
Yeah. Well, a good example would be on his Facebook, August 7th, Joachim Yisrael, the verbiage, a night at the Islamic mosque in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, with two of my brothers from Morocco, photo, peace be upon him, Amin.
Right. Why would you want to peace be upon a photo? Right.
Well, yeah. Why would you say Islamic mosque? I mean, this isn't the way Muslims talk. Yeah, I've been Muslim for 7 years. I've been hanging out with Muslims. I went to a school specifically that taught a Salafi doctrine to be able to understand it, so that I had the ability to go out and to debate and refute some of the ideas that are pushed. And it's not really that Salafis embrace violence. It's just that for some reason their group seems to be the one that these people most often come from.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that, because I did see something when I pulled up the Salafi, and it's spelled S-A-L-A-F-I, pulled that up on Wikipedia, they do claim that there is a Salafi jihadi or jihadist movement. So maybe within the Salafis, there are a portion of them who have taken on, embracing violence.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones that, they're strict literalists. They don't understand that sometimes religious texts have metaphor.
Those people are always a fun bunch. We're talking about Christian literalists or Muslim literalists or Islam literalists, they're never fun to deal with those people. They're always just so rigid, and it's awful talking to them.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like a sect, I guess you could say. Like they're a new group. They didn't exist 250 years ago.
So what is their relation to a Wahhabist, and what's the difference, if any, and what is a Wahhabist?
Basically, Salafi is the word that they call themselves now. The word Wahhabi got a bad rap over time, and now they've basically started calling themselves Salafis. I mean, that's the long and the short of it. It's just a new adjective for the same group.
Gotcha.
Now, is this the literal, not having read the Quran or knowing much about this, Ian's read it, I haven't read it. I've got better things to do than read religious texts. But
I was in jail at the time, had plenty of time.
You had some time. But, it's nice to have people who do know the answers to these things. There, oftentimes we're confronted with callers that'll say things like, all Muslims are commanded by the Quran to, kill off folks that don't believe like them. Now, they have to give you a chance. It's like touching base and tag or something like that. You have to have the opportunity to turn Muslim before they lop your head off or whatever. But they're lopping the heads off of lots of Muslims over there right now.
Will has never tried to kill me. In fact, he fed me during the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Very well, too.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a verse in the Quran that says that if it had been God's will, all men would have believed, every man on earth. Would you then compel men toward belief? So it asks the question, if it was God's will, this would already be. So what gives you the right to think that you can do this through force? Then you have La Ikra Fiddin, which is basically the calling card or the motto of Muslims for Liberty. Let there be no coercion in deen. And that was specifically revealed because a group of Muslim converts were trying to forcibly convert their children. These aren't like adults. These are like 10-year-olds who had grown up Christian, and the parents were trying to tell them that they had to now be Muslim. And because of that, the verse was revealed, let there be no coercion in deen. So, and then you have another one, I think it's 16:8, that states that God has not told you can't be friendly with those who haven't tried to take your property or kill you because of your faith. That you should deal equitably with those people. So,
Will, hold your thoughts. I want to bring you back here. Can we have you for the rest of the hour if necessary?
You can have me as long as you like.
Awesome.
And you can take hard questions, right?
Yes, I imagine.
I used to give lectures on Islam to Tea Party groups. Right. I can take any question you want.
Perfect. 855-450-FREE. You got a question for a Muslim? We got one. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Now, you can bring anything up that you'd like, although if that's what you intend to do, you're going to have to wait until we're done with the conversation about the alleged beheader in Oklahoma. We've actually got Will Culley from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. He's on the line with us here, and he's willing to take whatever questions about being a Muslim, Islam, and the various different variants on it. He is well researched, unlike me. I'm semi researched. Mark, you aren't really researched really very much.
No, I'm as ignorant as they come.
At all. So we've got a variety of different levels of information here, but even I knew, I mean, having done the cursory level, I've read the Quran, I've read, you know, some history about Muhammad. Even I knew about assalamu alaikum. I mean, this is a common greeting.
Even I know that.
Yeah. And apparently the guy who has allegedly committed a beheading out in Oklahoma, he didn't really understand that one. And that's like one of the most basic Islam, you know, tenets. I don't know if it's a tenet, but things they do. And so welcome back, Will. You're back here on Free Talk Live. We've got some folks on the line here who have some questions for you, and you did say you can take the hard questions, so I appreciate that. I know a lot of people don't really understand Islam at all. They just have heard hateful things said on talk radio, and they think that everybody in the religion is dangerous or is out to kill them. And of course that's ridiculous, because if that were true, then there'd be a lot more dying going on. You know, if there were actually some sort of you know, commandment to murder people who don't convert, we see a whole lot more killing going on all around the world and across the United States. But I also want to encourage folks to go and check out LibertyStickers.com. There are so many great stickers over at LibertyStickers.com. They're witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic, and liberty-oriented. At LibertyStickers.com, you can reach thousands of people with your bumper stickers or sticker. And, of course, you can go there and get them pretty cheap. You can actually order your own. So for whatever reason they don't have what you're looking for, you can just make your own. Over at LibertyStickers.com, you can order them in bulk as well. So, Will Coley, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for being here.
Oh, glad to be here as always. Love talking with you guys.
Any other thoughts you want to just throw out there before we jump into folks and their phone calls?
Well, sure. Well, on your not every Muslim is a crazy person. I actually was doing a little bit of
You found out otherwise?
Yeah, well, to go along with some of Dobby's research on the authoritarian sociopathy that you guys have heard about, and the conservative estimates put that 4 to 5% of the global population of human beings are sociopaths.
Mm.
So that means that every group, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, atheists, white people, black people, green people, brown people, 5% of your group are sociopaths.
Okay.
So for basically it looks like the Muslims, our sociopaths, have found a way to organize. They've all found a way to meet each other and hang out with each other and, you know, become friends. And then spread their idiocy as far as it will reach.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Jeff. He's on the line in Bowling Green, probably listening to WKCT. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going there?
I Welcome,
have a question.
Sir.
Under the Islamic religion, if I'm a Muslim and I'm speaking to a non-Muslim, isn't it okay for me to withhold the truth or lie to them because they are an infidel? And actually, whatever your answer is regarding this, it's going to be hard to believe you. So let me hear
it. Boy, I wonder where that one came from. Go ahead, Will.
Sure. Actually, what I find really funny is that when I hear that question, I hear echoes of Salafis because, again, being in these debates, often you see Shia and Salafis debating with each other. And the same accusation that he just leveled against myself as a Muslim generally is the accusation that these people make against the Shia, that you can't trust anything a Shia says because they practice the Fiyya and the Sunnis don't. It actually makes me feel almost kind of hard to feel sorry for Sunni Muslims because I know that this is an accusation that they have leveled at Shiites for the last 1,000 years. So it's almost kind of like a karma, if you believe in that sort of thing.
Is there some doctrine like this out there?
Well, the way that it is described in the Sunnah is that there was the first martyr of Islam was a woman. Her name was Samaya. And her husband were both killed by the pagan Arabs because they refused to renounce their faith. Now, their son was tortured as well. And after his mother was murdered in front of him, and then his father succumbed to basically death, not in the midst of torture, but in the middle of the night after days and days of being tortured, they tortured the son, and the son renounced his faith under duress, and he was released. And when he went back to the Prophet ﷺ told him that he had not committed a sin because under duress, he had renounced his faith. He had told a lie. He was put in a position where if he didn't say, I'm not Muslim, they were going to either A, continue to torture him, or B, they were going to murder him. So when you're in that position, when you're in the position that you could lose your life for your faith, you have the right to preserve your life. You have the right to say, no, I'm not Muslim.
Now, I say things on the air similar to this, which is that I, for instance, if there's a man trying to rob you and you have money in two pockets, you give him the money out of one pocket and he asks you if you have any more money, I would say that you are not wrong to say, no, I have no more money, to lie to a person that's stealing from mm-hmm. you. In the same way that I feel that you're completely justified in lying on income tax forms because the government's stealing from you.
Yeah, right. Well, basically, it's an out for if Muslims are put in a position of an extreme duress where they're like under torture or they're being threatened with death. Now, the Shia see this as something that and it makes sense because they've been the marginalized and oppressed minority within the Muslim community, where if you were Shia, there were certain Sunni leaders that would just murder. They would just kill you. You know, they were.
How can they trust you, right?
Exactly. They had programs to basically wipe out the Shia. So the Shia, they employed this quite often, whereas the Sunnis would state that death is better, to die for your faith is better than to renounce it.
But that's
duress.
A cultural thing that's grown up around Islam, not part of Islam.
No, it is a part of Islam.
But the ability to renounce is what I'm saying. The unwillingness to renounce your religion is a cultural thing that has grown up around Sunni Islam. It's not part of the actual Quran.
The doctrine, Sunni Islam does allow for you to renounce your faith if you're under duress.
Okay.
But they state that it's better for you to die for your faith. It's an allowance,
gotcha.
Like a dispensation. Like, it's not what's best, but it's something that's allowed.
So how did that get transmuted into what Jeff said? And Jeff, by the way, is still with us here. How did that get transmuted into what Jeff said, which is, you know, the idea that if you're a Muslim, then you can just lie any old time if it's convenient?
Purposeful misinformation, basically.
There you go. Jeff, any comments? I just want to give you a chance.
Taking something that's very simple, and it's very straightforward in the text. The only time that it was ever practiced in the Sunnah is in the text. It says this man was tortured, and because he was tortured, he was given the right to renounce his faith. If you're under duress, can renounce your faith.
Jeff, your thoughts. Let's take Jeff.
It's kind of obvious to me that there's so many different interpretations that causes a problem, and the growth of Islam.
No, it's not a multitude of interpretations. There's one interpretation. One interpretation that under duress you have the right to renounce your faith. Sunnis don't practice it as often as Shia do. Sunnis encourage that you die for your faith.
Got it.
But the interpretation is not different.
Well, stand by. Jeff, go ahead real quick.
Well, I just, the growth of Islam only takes place through fear and oppression.
Oh, I don't know if that's true at all. Thank you for the call tonight. I'll let Will address that here in a moment.
Well, Will, you're a convert. Were you
oppressed? Well, hang on. We'll bring Will back here in just a moment. We'll talk about that. Jeff's claim is that Islam only grows through fear and oppression. And Will was not born into a Muslim family. We'll get a little more of his history coming up here in a moment. We'll take your calls as well at 855-450-FREE.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want, toll-free. We've got ourselves a real-life Muslim on the line here. He's Will Coley from Muslims, the number 4 Liberty, and that's Muslims, the number 4 Liberty.org. You can go there and check out their website at your leisure. Our toll-free number, if you have a question for him, is 855-450-FREE. We had him on initially to discuss the beheading situation in Oklahoma and sort of to summarize what he had to say there. Basically, this character who allegedly performed a beheading on one of his former coworkers and then killed somebody else, not in a beheading manner. I'm not sure how the other murder was committed.
He had a knife.
I haven't dug enough into that. But basically, he says this guy's just a sociopath, a psychopath, a nutcase, that he doesn't even seem to really grasp some of the basics of being a Muslim. But we'll continue here. Your thoughts and comments, questions, certainly tough questions are welcome. We've had a couple of toughies so far. We're going to continue. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, we're going to be in Florida. Actually, this time next week, we're
going
to be in Orlando for what?
CoinsInTheKingdom.com. We're going to do it at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. The hotel is the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, October the 4th through the 6th. We'll be there the 4th and the 5th. For the Coins in the Kingdom event. And the 6th, they're going to go out to Disney World and have a great time. Now, tickets for the event are $60. That's pretty low.
It's amazingly low.
Hotel rooms, $100. Kids under 12 are free. It's going to be a great time. All kinds of Bitcoin folks are going to be there for the Bitcoin party. We're going to have folks like Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. There's going to be Jeremy Gardner from the Cryptocurrency College Network. Perry Ann Boring from the Chamber of Digital Commerce, and Will Pagman from Tapakee. So it's going to be a great event. Please come on out and check it out. It's Jason King, by the way, from Sean's Outpost.
That's only a slice of the speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Go to their website, coinsinthekingdom.com. You'll see the full list of who's speaking there.
Yep. there you go. It
it's
is
not too late to get in on this.
Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Yeah, go and grab your ticket, $60, or Bitcoin. You can buy your tickets with Bitcoin.
Of course.
So we'll look forward to seeing you there, coinsinthekingdom.com. As we continue, we've got Will on the line with us here. Hey, Will from Muslims for Liberty, just real quick before you get to the tough question here, our last caller threw out there about the growth of Islam. Is there any prohibition within Islam about using alternative currencies?
Not that I know of. Davi Barker, our assistant national director, actually wrote a very good article where he took one of the contemporary Islamic economic scholars, like one of the most well-known and renowned, took his rules for currency and applied them to Bitcoin to basically decipher whether or not Bitcoin would be something that would be an Islamically compliant currency. Compared to the American dollar, it's far more compliant because it's not based on debt and interest.
Hmm.
You know, it's based on its actual, it's based on its value. Its value is based on its value. Whereas, you know, the value of the dollar is based on debt and interest. So
it's true. Every dollar is actually evidence of debt. When they issue dollars, it's essentially creating debt from
yeah,
thin air.
Exactly.
Well, it's called a note, just like a note on your house. It's a Federal Reserve note.
Exactly, as opposed to what it used to be, which was a silver certificate. That's the difference between what it once was. You could turn it in and get silver back for it, and they stopped doing that a long time ago. So, Will, you had a. We're going to get back to more. There's more calls on the line for you here, and I appreciate your willingness to field these phone calls because I think that this information is so important. I think this is one of the most important issues of our time, alongside of immigration. I think that understand. What a Muslim actually believes, or at least in some cases, you as a Muslim, because there's different belief systems.
Well, it's like saying what Christians believe. Right. I mean, there's so many denominations, you don't know what they believe.
Right, right. So it's good to get some information out there, and I appreciate that. So the allegation leveled at you was that, or at Islam, is that the growth of Islam, says our last caller, comes only through fear and oppression. Now, you weren't threatened into becoming a Muslim, were you?
I'd never met a Muslim before. I was basically convinced after about 3 years of personal study that I was Muslim before I ever walked into a mosque or met a Muslim. I actually joke sometimes because the Muslim community, because of the just tons and tons of culture that you know comes along with it, that if I had hung out with Muslims for very much time before I became one, I probably wouldn't have.
Hmm.
Because Muslims are really hard, you know, to deal with as far as the culture shock is concerned when you're used to things being one way and then, you know, they do things a completely different way.
What do you mean? Can you give me an example of what you mean when you're talking about this culture
shock?
Well,
like, I used to run a Feed the Homeless program at the mosque that I first became Muslim in. And we would go out and buy boxes of juice boxes for giving out to the kids at the homeless shelters. And on Sunday school, they would have the Muslim Sunday school in the morning, and then we would go do the feed in the afternoon. And the Sunday school kids would raid the fridge and drink up all the juice boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, since it's been stated that those are for the homeless, that's an offense. That's something that you shouldn't do. But to them, it's juice, it's in the fridge, and it's in the mosque, so you can't get upset that the kids drank it. So, like, to me, it was like, no, we told the kids that it's not, so now they know it's stealing. And they're like, no, this is the masjid. If there's food here, then people have access to it.
Hmm.
If you don't want them to get into it, you should keep it in the car. You know, like, if it's in the building and in the fridge, then it's free game for any child to hear.
You're right. That would be difficult for me to accept.
I couldn't wrap my head around it. You know, it bothered me. But it was a cultural thing that was completely different, you know, and I had to get used to.
So the fear and the oppression thing, that didn't factor into you becoming a Muslim. And in fact, I think that a statement like that, the sort of across-the-board statement, Islam has only grown through fear and oppression, really just ignores the entire history of Islam. I mean, as I understand it,
Arab countries aren't 90% and 95% Muslim. You know, there's Christians and Jews and like different pagan groups like Zoroastrians and stuff that are mixed in with the population. Malaysia and Indonesia, on the other hand, are like 96% Muslim, and they were both converted through trade. Muslim traders came there. They were very honest, very trustworthy. They didn't cheat people, and the people saw that. They were impressed by it, and they wanted to.
Well, Islam was also very progressive. I mean, you mentioned the pagans. There were a lot of, from what I read about it. I mean, it's not to say that back in the day, you know, in Muhammad's day, that women were treated equally as men. But the Muslim or the Islam actually, you know, advanced the position of women in society back then, as I understood it.
Well, rather than being property, women were now allowed to own property, basically.
That's a pretty big step forward. But what about the Christians?
That's attractive. That's not force. That's not violence. Go ahead, Mark.
What about the Christians in, you know, plenty of Muslim countries that I hear news about are having a terrible time getting tortured and a variety of things by the Islam there? I mean, are they nice? What's your reaction to that?
Well, if you have Muslims in Muslim countries that are being disrespectful or spiteful or harmful in any way to the non-Muslims that live with them, according to the scholars, they're actually violating an oath that was given by Muhammad to non-Muslims. Like, it's blameworthy to even utter, according to Al-Faruq, which is a book of Islamic jurisprudence written by a renowned scholar named Imam al-Qarafi, in the 12th century, and he's quoting another scholar, Ibn Hazm, who lived like just about 100 years after Muhammad died, to even utter a word of slander against their character is considered a blameworthy offense.
I want to bring Blue on the line here in Knoxville. Blue, you're on Free Talk Live with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. Go ahead, Blue.
Blue in Knoxville, I have to say one thing to you before you go.
Do you know Blue?
I don't know Blue, but I'm sure he saw that Tennessee-Kentucky game, and I bet he's as mad about it as I am.
It's actually a she, but go ahead, Blue. You're on with Will.
Football is for men chasing a big skin. Doesn't impress me at all. So my question for you is, this was a question that was brought up on air in our local community. You know, being a layperson in regards to the Muslim faith, you know, we keep hearing when you die that you get 72 virgins, da-da-da-da-da, if you're a male. Well, the question was brought up, what do the women get if they're faithful wives?
Hopefully it's not a bunch of virgins, for God's sake.
Well, Blue, thanks for the call tonight. We'll let Will field that coming up here in moments. You said you can stick with us, Will, so I appreciate that. We're going to keep you going here into hour number two. And if you've got a question for a Muslim, we've got one. He's on the line. He's Will Coley from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Go check out his website. And can you address the 72 virgins question here in a moment?
Yeah, you guys are
going to
laugh.
Okay, great. More with Will Coley. Your call's welcome. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.